beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, everybody. That right there is Jay Arner. So Jay Arner has a new album out. It is called Jay Arner. That is correct. And Jay, if you are unaware of, is a Vancouverite who has been on the Canadian, well, and the local Vancouver scene for a long time. He's still a young guy, though. I've known him for a long time. And when I knew him, I was like middle-aged young, and he was like really young. And we heard the song Broken Glass from his new album. And by the way, in case you were unaware, this album is put out by Mint Records here in Vancouver. I've had like a really disappointing, annoying dinner. I have to share. So I'm basically, here's my day. So by the way, my name is Anita B and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. There you go. Got that out of the way. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let me complain. Okay, so basically, I have a somewhat slightly not that busy day, but busy enough because I'm a teacher and it's the summer. So I actually had things I needed to do. So I go down to my dentist downtown, who I quite enjoy, Dr. Gilsig and Dunsmuir Dental Group. They're awesome. So there you go. There's a plug for my dentist. And got the teeth clean and all that and, you know, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, I got to do my show here at CITR. So I'm excited. It's like me. I don't have my kids with me. I have this like time to myself and a book. So I'm like, oh, I'd like to maybe get some dinner. Now where can I go? So one of my favorite Thai places up until, well, tonight. It's been a long time since I've been there too, by the way. Was this place on Burrard near Broadway. It's called Papaya Hut. That's right, Papaya Hut. And so I go to the Papaya Hut and I'm all excited because my favorite dish is Massaman curry. And I've had it there before and it was like incredibly delicious. And I go there and I'm all excited. Like, I'm just so excited to get my Massaman curry. Like, I've been like sort of saving up all of my like eating energy for this occasion. Cause I was like, I'll just, if you know what I mean, like I love food. So, and if you're into that zone of eating where it's like the best thing in your life, then well, you know, you can understand. So I get it. And it was like, I looked at it and I thought, ew, it was like all runny. And it was like all not thick, not like the Massaman that I like. And it's like runny and flavorless. And, but I was so hungry that I ate it all. And I've overstuffed myself on food that was like highly inadequate. And I'm just feeling like a crap head. Like I could swear, but I won't. And I'm just feeling like what a waste of my money and my energy and calories. Like I'm just totally like, that was really disappointing. So I'm just hoping that my dinner is no sign of how my evening shall go. Is it like a foreboding omen, you know? So hopefully my show here will go well. Another thing too is I put only enough parking in the meter because parking here at UBC is stupidly expensive. So that I need to be back in my car for 7:57. That's another thing. So that means I will be out of here at 7:54-ish and sprint. I'm sure Val will be here and I can get all going on. Anyway, so there you go. That's my story about my horrific, you know, Thai curry experience. There you go. Now, if you like good Thai curry, yes, if you do, I highly recommend this place on Kingsway. So it's in East Van. Kingsway, and it's called Ari Thai. So two words, A-R-E-E. Second word, T-H-A-I. Good people, really nice people. And the food is like awesome and the price is reasonable. And it's like, it's in Vancouver, so it's not Burnaby Kingsway. It's like sort of, where is it? Where would it be? It'd be like, it's just sort of west of Knight, Clark Knight. Maybe three blocks west of there on the south side. It's so delicious. There you go. Now, if I go into there and have bad curry, I'll be really disappointed. Like, I came so close to tonight at the restaurant say, like, did you get a new cook? Like, what's going on? Like, I was just like, Okay, let's stop complaining. All right, anyways, here we go. I cannot complain anything about Lady Hawk because they are just the best at everything. I just love Lady Hawk. And, you know, a good band is one in which when you hear the songs like 8,000 times over, because I have been doing that with this album, they sometimes just get better. I think they hold up well, I think. It's just my opinion. But, you know, Lady Hawk. Lady Hawk, they are four guys who are in Vancouver, originally from Kelowna. Their new album is called No Can Do. I have it in my hands. And we're going to hear the song. Maybe we'll hear No Can Do. Well, I think that's what we'll do. Yes Can Do. Yes, we shall hear some Lady Hawk. And now I'm like overstuffed. I could barely talk or breathe. I'm at that zone. I'm just frustrated. Okay, here we go. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Lady Hawk. No, don't understand how you could be so low. You lift me up so high, then maybe just let me go. Maybe it's all that come, the heart of all. Cause now I'm just another head up on your wall. No one told me how to play. I had to go and find it out the hard way.
I won't feel the blues. I kiss and run just a little faster than you. I'm pretty sure it's out there. If I make a move, I kiss and run just a little faster than you.
There was nothing we could do. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Alrighty, that right there was the awesome band Dead Ghosts. They are local. Oh, let's see. Who is in Dead Ghosts? I can't talk. It's because of all this food in my stomach that's just bothering me. I'm sorry. Ugh, I've got a very uncomfortable overstuffed feeling. My name, by the way, is Anita B. And this is my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So back to Dead Ghosts. They are Brian Nickel, Andrew Wilkinson, Michael Wilkinson, and Maurizio Ciamento. That's a very sexy name. Maurizio Ciamento. All right. Now, this is of interest, I find, and that is Felix Fung is involved in this deal. Now, Felix Fung, he recorded and mixed some of the songs on this record, which is called Can't Get No. And by the way, we heard the title track from this album. It's new, and Felix Fung, the reason I'm mentioning him is he is involved in so many bands, either recording them or being like just a member of the band. For example, I think Capital Six, I think he's involved in that band. And of course, off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything else to prove my point. But there's a whole bunch of local bands that he has his hands in. Does that make sense? That he touches. That he has touched, that are really good. And that's the point, really good. So there you go. I'm enjoying this. Dead Ghosts. All right. Before that, we heard something from the former Guelph band. And are they even still around? I don't know. They're called the D'Urbervilles, and I love them. The D'Urbervilles, we heard their song, We Are Blowing Up, from, I believe it was their debut album, from like 06, 07-ish. And this band... Well, the lead singer is John O, and if that name rings a bell, that's because he is Diamond Rings. Diamond ring? Diamond ring. I have to think about that. Is it diamond ring? Diamond rings. I think it's diamond rings. I think it's plural. But there you go. I should know that. Why don't I know? Now I'm getting annoyed. My Virgo tendencies. I'm like, I have to know that. Okay, but anyways, there you go. That was the D'Urbervilles. And awesome, awesome band. Out of Guelph, but I believe they later relocated to Toronto. And then before that, we heard something from the local band called Katie and the Lycan with their song Kiss and Run. And you can find that song on a compilation, a local compilation. It's Safe Amp. And other bands on this comp, where'd it go? Other bands, well, lots of good local bands. I'm trying to think. Shearing Pinks are on it. Hold on one sec. I found it. It's a really good compilation. There's like 18 songs. You've got the Bleeding Hearts, the Oz. You've got Apollo Ghosts. And, you know, we could hear another song from this compilation because why not? Because it's like really good. Let's hear Hermetic is on this. Let's see. Let's hear Bleeding Hearts. That would be the last song in case you are keeping score at home. That'd be song 18. And yeah. Good times. All right. Let's see. Did I tell you my name? I don't know. I don't remember. I have short-term memory loss. I'm an E to B. I don't know. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. That is correct. I am here with you all until 8:30. No, wait a second. 8. 6:30 till 8. Now, if I seem a little rusty, well, it's because I wasn't here 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So it's been a full month, full 4 weeks since I was last here at the station. I only do this show every second week, so I'm only here every like 6:30 till 8, every second Wednesday. And then, of course, on after me is Val Cormier, the lovely Val Cormier, my good friend, yes. And her show is, what is her show called? What's Val's show called? I'm just thinking about it. Folk Oasis. So she's here from 8 until 10, and her music, as she likes to call it, it's folk music, but in a kumbaya free zone. There you go. Yeah, 8 until 10. She's here every Wednesday. All right. What did I say we're going to listen to? Shearing Pinks. I think that's the deal. Oh, maybe I'll give you some weather next. What I can tell you right now is that apparently tomorrow it's supposed to be, not apparently, supposedly it's raining. That's where I'm going. Yeah. Okay, what do we got here? The name of this song here is Solid Hearts. And there you go. You're listening to CITR, of course. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Counting calories,
eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
no matter what, it can be alright. That's what we need to say, and it works for just one day. But if we put them back to back, we have our shield from the attack. That's right. What do you say? There is another world inside of this one. There is another world inside of this one. That's right. There is another world inside of this one.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Thrush Hermit. I just adore Thrush Hermit. I'm getting nostalgic. I'm getting a little verklempt. They're so amazing. That song, Oh My Soul, we heard from their 1999 Sonic Onion release called Clayton Park. Yeah, that's right, Clayton Park. And I love that album and that song. Yeah, they're probably my favorite Canadian band. Well, they're tied, maybe with Wolf Parade. Imagine that, a little Wolf Parade, a Thrush Hermit sandwich. Oh, God, did I just say that? Sorry. Okay, let's get back to the music. My name's Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It doesn't hurt if a band's good-looking either. You know, it doesn't make things worse if you're hot. Just saying, you know. Where am I going? Where's my head? Okay. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's what you all are listening to. I still have this pile of Thai food in my stomach that's just not going anywhere, and I'm just feeling so gross. So if I can't talk, it's because I've got that kind of like after dinner, like I want to lay down thing going on. Yeah. This is too difficult. Just talking is hard. So anyways, okay. Enough about my eating. Before that, I've been playing some good music, haven't I? So before Thrush Hermit, we heard something from Sean Mrazek. His new deal is Sean Mrazek Lives. That is the artist's title. And we heard something from his album, Thought He Was Dead. We heard Another World. And Sean has been playing in the Vancouver scene for like well over a decade. He is an awesome drummer and he, can sing, obviously. He's currently the drummer in the Evaporators. He's been the drummer, years and eons ago, I think in Flash Bastard, but that's not the band that best defines him. He, went places with, the Notes from Underground, who I quite enjoyed. There you go. That was Sean Mrazek Lives. All right. Now, before that, we heard something from Broken Social Scene and Years. Okay, those are two bands who put together the song called Day of the Kid. And you can find that on, and what is this? Like, it's not a lot of songs. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 10 song compilation put out by Arts and Crafts, the label out of Toronto. They put this comp out to celebrate their 10th anniversary as a label. 10 years, I can't believe it. And it's called X, so if you know your Roman numerals, that is a significance. Let's take a look here. What can I tell you about Arts and Crafts? There's so many bands that have like been on this label, it's hard to even name a few. But how about, well, Broken Social Scene? Yeah. Rah Rah Riot. Let's see, Dan Mangan, Feist, The Hidden Cameras. Yeah, so there you go. All right, and I think that's all we heard. And then before that was Dead Ghosts. All right, so let's do a little weather, and then I'm gonna play something for us, and I'll explain this in a second. So let's find out what is coming up in terms of weather for the Vancouver area. So let's see, Vancouver weather, here we go. Now today is already Wednesday. Today is Wednesday the what is today? I should know this. Actually, I shouldn't. I'm not working this summer, so I have no reason to know any dates. Okay, so today's Wednesday, August 28th already, which means next week I turn into a pumpkin because I'm a teacher and then I have to work. So I'm like getting all bunged up about it. Okay, I can do it. It's like riding a bike. All right, but anyways, enough about me. Weather, where are we at? Okay, it's currently 22, overcast and very muggy. Tomorrow's Thursday. Thursday the 20th. It's only a high of 20. And rainy all day. So don't plan anything, folks. It's going to be gross. And then Friday, it's going to be light rain and a high of 21. But then when we hit the weekend, it's going to get better. So for Saturday and Sunday, highs of 22 and sunny. How do you like them apples? All right. So what do we have next? Oh, yeah, this is what I was going to tell you. Okay, so I'm kind of excited because I'm feeling a little goofy. In our studio here, we have like a sort of rack of CDs and a whole bunch of new releases. And I came across this band called the Black Rainbows. And I thought, wow, I just like that name. Because there's so many band names that just bug me. Like, I just, yeah. And so here we go. I've got this band called the Black Rainbows. And I kind of like the artwork. It's simply all black. The whole CD is black. And then the name of this album was called I Met This Chick, dot, dot, dot. Which could be our first clue that it sucks. I don't know. But I'm just going to play it. Like sight or hearing unheard, if that makes sense. I don't know. Let's be crazy, folks. I Googled them and they, you know, they could be okay. So they could suck. And this is my show and I'm not getting paid. And so if it sucks, I'll just turn it off. What do you say, folks? Let's do it. Okay, so because I just like the name, the Black Rainbows. I just love that. All right, folks, let's see what the Black Rainbows are all about. Let's see. Usually track one, if you don't know a band, play track one because they usually put the better songs. Like, let's put it this way. They're not going to put a bad song as track one. Little hint, little clue. So this song from the Black Rainbows is called 2-Day Rule. And let's see. If it's awful, we'll just turn it off. Yeah. It's like the Gong Show. Yeah. All right. So the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Ooh, I kind of like it. All right, folks. Yeah, I like them. I like them a lot, as a matter of fact. Yeah, there you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And I played that band kind of on a lark just because I like the name and I like the CD cover. They're called the Black Rainbows. And awesome. The name of this album is called I Met This Chick. And we heard the song 2-Day Rule. Now, they were like snotty, sassy punk, and they remind me a little bit of the Dead Milkmen. That's who they remind me of, and they just had that thing going on, and I'm liking this band. I am liking the Black Rainbows. I think they're kind of young, so they're too young for me, so by the way, they're out there going, who is this old lady, you know, okay, I'm old, it's okay. The Black Rainbows. Way to go, guys. Awesome. All right. There you go. And that's my review of The Black Rainbows. Now, as we were, let's continue with music. And we're going to switch things up a little bit here to a little ska. Now, ska music can be good or could be really awful. But this is a local band, and they're really good. And, yeah, this is Los Furios. And they have a new EP out. It is called Never Look Back. And we are going to hear the song How the Mighty Have Fallen. That is correct. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You couldn't spare a dime, but you took it all anyway. Ran it to the bottom, then you walked away. You fought your way to the top, but it's a long way down, and the bottom's gonna drop. All the things you made on the way are now long gone, and you're the only one to blame. Nothing to say, so you fight your way to the top. But it's a long way down, and the bottom's gonna drop. No one cares what you got. Selfish indifference sure cost a lot. See, it ain't funny making lots of money. The land of milk and honey. Lots of money, the land of milk and honey.
This heart's on fire, this heart's on fire, this heart's on fire, this heart's on fire.
Malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh,
thank you.
If I go veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil, I would find I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back. I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchen sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang.
FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery. Nice to see you. My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery. Nice to see you. McPhee! Ah, McBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
All with the program.
Who is it that puts the music on the turntables?
He's idiotic, and yet I find him completely charming. It's been like that since the beginning.
Pardon me, your name, sir?
Kid Koala.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I make noise.
Playing records on turntables.
See?
You've heard the kind of thing. It goes roughly like this.
All right, guys, we're in the middle of listening to some Kid Koala, and I will be leaving you very soon, very shortly. I've had a really good time here tonight at my show. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music occurs on CITR. And like I said, that was some Kid Koala. We heard the song Here's Koala, and I'm going to leave us with a little bit more Kid Koala. Before I do, though, I'll tell you what we listened to just now. We heard the song Gore Vale from the band The Deadly Snakes. That was off their last album before their demise, called Porcella. And I just love The Deadly Snakes. Back in the day, I used to be in a band, and we actually played in Toronto with The Deadly Snakes. And they're a massive band, meaning there's like a lot of members. And they put on a rockin' show. Like, they're pretty awesome. The lead singer, his name is Andre Ethier, I believe. And he's also an artist. He's a visual artist. Yeah, so there you go. Gore Vale. Now, the song itself is, I believe it has to do with committing suicide. Sad, but whatever. He's still here. And before The Deadly Snakes, we heard something from a local band, Gang Signs. the song was Going to the Sea, and that's off, they have a newish record called Remixes. And before that, we heard something from one of my favorite Canadian bands, Wolf Parade. The song was Hearts on Fire from their 2005 Sub Pop release, Apologies to the Queen Mary. And Val Cormier is here, so she will be getting her show started in about 3 or so minutes. And until then, I will leave you with some Kid Koala, and I will dash. I will sprint out of here so that Mr. Ticket Giver here on the campus of UBC does not give me a ticket. I'm cutting it very close. And that's that. So I'll be back in 2 weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and we shall continue our journey through Canada musically. That's correct. And when you see me, or excuse me, hear from me next, I'll be in the thick of things, back teaching, back to the high school. Oh boy, oh boy. I think all of us teachers go through the same thing. Like the last week or two before school, you get the jitters, you get the anxiety. I haven't had any, I don't think I've had any nightmares yet, but they might be coming on soon. Anyways, all right, there you go. The station you're listening to here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And who is it that...
How many times have you found yourself at a party, alone in the corner, mixing, while everyone else around you was having a good time? Party at my house!
Yeah, you're right. Shake your booty.
What? All right, you can hear that music and the booties are starting shaking your booty.
Yeah, you're right.
Learn how to shake that booty.
And it's so nice to be out here on the turntable where I belong.